Creating me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me, creating me. Joy of my salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away, cast me not away from. Holy Spirit, for me. Restore the joy of salvation, and renew spirit within me.
Shall we bow our heads for a word of prayer? Most gracious Heavenly Father, we deem it a great privilege, Lord, to be in church this morning. Lord, we now understand some of the scriptures, Lord. Even when David said, I was glad. Lord Jesus Christ, we were reading it, Father, but we could hardly understand it. But Father, Lord, we now understand it that sometimes even if you are willing to come to church, you might not be able to come. Lord Jesus Christ, it gives us a lot of joy that we are here, Father. Because we are here and you are here also, Lord Jesus Christ, there is nothing that can stop the movement of the Holy Ghost. We know the prophet told us, wherever this gospel or this message is preached, the angel of the Lord will be in attendance to supervise the preaching of the same. Lord Jehovah, we pray, Father, for we know we are Almighty Jehovah. Almighty Jehovah, we don't believe that the devil can, like what he was doing, Lord God, that time in the form of Goliath. Father, Lord Jesus Christ, it took a David to come and say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Lord Jehovah, we pray, give us more Davids, Father, that can challenge. We want to thank you this morning, oh God. Bless the Lord. Bless you as you take your seats. I want to greet you this morning in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I did not hear some voices. That's better. I can tell Silas is around. You know one thing, if you are not happy, the deacons will pull you out, then phone somebody to come take your place. I know if I say who believes it's a good thing, I know all the hands will be up. Let's just give a gift offering for the Lord for making us yesterday, that is the most critical in terms of affordability.
Pakati pedu pane vamwe vasina kunake ma cellphone kuti vanagona kuona ma messages anotumirwa nemufundisi pa group we church. Saka pane ivavo ndo vakanga vachi target kwakana kuti vakanga kupiwa matemberedzo kuti vakwanise kunzwa shoko ramwari.
In case somebody was skipped in that group, please, you know, you do not have any means to hear the word of the prophet or to listen to his voice, please give your name to the deacons so that by God's grace something can be done.
Pada pane vamwe vangadaro vakasiwa paboka rakapiwa matebletsere kutanga iri unyaso kuziva kuti iwe hogone kunge uchikwanisa kutenga mudziyo kushandisa kushandisa kunzwa shoko ramwari. Ndapota ipa zita rako kumadhikonzi paone kunzi pangaitwe sei.
So a voice of God will proceed with round one to other assemblies, and then when they are done, that's when they'll come for round two. So round two, I think a lot of people will then qualify.
Voice of God, icha zvayakaita pano kekutanga chazviito kune mamwe makereke edu emaridzo munharaunda. Kana vapedza ikoko vanenge vakuzodzoka kuno neround two. Ndofunga iwe paround two unogona kuwaka.
We do understand everyone, myself included, would also even to get the Gapo tablet. By God's grace, I think let's just prefer those people, the critical ones, like in round number one, so that we all can then listen to the voice of the prophet.
Ngatoadawo matablets iwaya asi pangwa ine tanga tichikumbirisa zvikuru kuti nyanya kupa mukana kune vasina vasingagone kwawana.
Who think it's a good thing to do?
Tinga vangana vanofunga kuti zvakanaka kuti tiite saizvozvo.
God bless you.
Mwari akuropafadzei.
Amen. In fact, I was touched. One sister, she saw me on Wednesday after service.
Ndakabatikana chitatu chapfuura pane handadzi yakauya shure kweshumiro.
She doesn't have a phone.
Chekutanga havana phone.
And then she said, Pastor, even in my house, how can I live? There is no the voice of the prophet.
Zvanzinai mfundisi, mumba mangu ndingararama sei hamuna kana chokunzwisa inzwi remuprofita.
But God answered her prayer.
Asimunari akapindura mhoto yavo.
Yesterday also, some of you might not have heard, but I believe most of you heard, the passing on of the son to brother and sister Machipisa.
Nezuro kudavanga manga musina kuzvinzwa mwana wa brother na sister Machipisa.
So burial was done yesterday for little Asha.
Nezuro Asha waka chengetwa kumarinda.
Let's continue praying for the family that the Lord will comfort. Amen.
Amen.
Did you enjoy the song service this morning? And our musicians as well. And the singers, the congregation as well. The technical team as well. Amen. And the God that can come and intervene in situations and provide even a scholarship. We thank the Lord. As we stand to our feet, I saw a family that was singing.
I only could
hear, you know, the children singing. So I'm sure the parents will give us a song next time. Deuteronomy chapter 32:11.
Deuteronomy 32:11.
By God's grace, maybe we might conclude our series about the influence of the spirit of the eagle. But if we don't finish, you know, whatever the Lord leads
us, as
an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings.
Sechapungu chinomutsa vana vacho, chichiengerera pamusoro pavana vacho, chichitambanudza mabvere acho, nokuvagamuchira, chichivabereka namapapiro acho.
May the Lord bless the reading of His word as you take your seats.
Aisha varopafadza kuti kweshoko tichigara zvedu pasi.
So we continue with our title, You Need a Push.
Charamba tichienderera mberi nemusoro wedu wenyaya unoda kusundidzirwa.
So we live in the seventh church age.
Tikurarama mukati mechizvarwa chezera rechinomwe.
Where the anointing of the eagle was ushered.
Apo chizoro chechapungu chakadururwa.
So, you know, an eagle being a special bird. Last time we spoke about it laying its eggs far away where no harm can reach.
Now,
when the eaglets when the eggs hatch, the eaglets are in a nest which is so comfortable.
But
then Mother Eagle, at an appointed time, she comes, disturbs the status quo. In fact, she makes it so uncomfortable such that the little eaglets can fly away.
We all then realize
to say, even though they are little eaglets, but the ability to fly is already inbuilt or born within them. So Mother Eagle screams, and then the little ones, they got and attach themselves on those big, gigantic wings.
1.8
meters to
2.34,
the prophet, that's is public knowledge that they say, you can Google it, that is the size or the wingspan span of an eagle.
1.8 meters.
So you can see it's such a big animal with power. So when it flies, the little eaglets, they got a hold of the wings and they went up in the
sky.
So we are also patterned as little eaglets. Mother Eagle can take us greater heights where we can do wonders. Other service, we also said Papa Eagle will be watching over us to ensure that no harm or no danger comes or befalls
us.
Now we just want to center a little bit of the seventh messenger, you know, Brother Branham, when he was having a campaign. God gave him an eagle eye. So he could see the things that were to happen in the future, or even those that happened even way before. No wonder why when he came, we didn't understand. When the seals were being said in Revelations to say, even the white horse rider, you know, just naturally we thought white simplifies purity. Therefore, it means that somebody who is right, that's riding the horse. But it took the prophet with an eagle eye to tell us that this is mere deception.
Dosaka Brabana Pavakaya Vachipari Vachizara Risimbiso. Is Tango in the Bible to consume with Bizajena? A Tango from Godi Bizajena as Zaito Tora, Zizo Richiprofita Kuona Kut Iowa, a Arizi Bizajena, Richimira, Kunagawatra and Iowa.
Praise be the name of the Lord. We just do a couple, a lot of reading. So we are starting where in the prophet is at a campaign, is having a convention. So there were so many people, the prophet said 28,000 people were there. So we'll do much of our reading from at thy word, Lord, I'll let down the net. So at this convention, so he was about to come in. But now they then realized to say if he comes at the front, there was going to be pandemonium. So they drove him to the back, and then he was dropped off, and then he had to walk through the multitude because they said people won't recognize you.
Paragraph 67,
the prophet says, just in the middle where it says, and I got out of the car, went down along the side. It was raining right along. We are saying you need a push. Glory be to God. You need a push. I need a push. So when he got out of the car, he said, I started pushing through those people back there. You know, from right to left, trying to go through 28,000 people. And I wondered, where is them fellows at? There was a great big light back there, and the people were standing some of there for days.
And
I was pressing through like this. Everybody kept telling me, quit pushing. Stop pushing. But we're saying this morning, you need a push. I said, pardon me. I kept pushing on. Directly, a great big fellow standing there whittling. That's a big fellow. He said, I said, quit pushing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we are saying this morning, you need a push. Now this big fellow is telling the prophet, say, quit pushing. I was afraid he was going to push next. So I said, yes, sir. Excuse me, sir. I didn't mean to do it. He said, well, stand still. Oh, brother. When God wants something happens, it doesn't matter whether the adversary wants it or not. They can say quit pushing. They can say stand still. But God wants a push. I watched him. You know, a little while, he kept on whittling, talking there, you know, kind of rough like a fellow. I looked at him and I heard a
cry. I
will never forget it as long as I live. So what was happening, you can read throughout that as well. So what was happening? There was an African girl, Negro girl, around about 16, 17 years old. Now, we say there were about 1,000 people. So I believe she came with her father. The father was holding. And because people were pushing, she let go, or the father let go of the hand, the daughter. And the daughter lost her daddy. She was blind. She was now looking for her father, but she was blind. Now people were pushing. I want to believe the girl was coming this way and the prophet was going this other way. Now the prophet is pushing this way. This girl is also being pushed that way. Now look at what God does. 28,000 people, but the push of this girl to the push of that prophet made it such a way that as they are pushing one another, their way came together. That's exactly what this girl wanted. When she pushed right into the prophet, she said, "Daddy." And then the prophet said, "I'm not your daddy." And then she asked, a conversation began. "What is it?" And then she said, "Yes, I came from Memphis." I want to believe when the prophet heard the word Memphis, she said, "I know people from Memphis. These people, when they pray, something happened. Something supernatural happened. A plane happened when it was flying, but when it came round about Memphis, something happened. Now this girl, she is saying she is. How did it happen? I went the wrong side or the back side. I am being pushed. She is also being pushed. Out of 28,000 people, how did it happen that our paths are coming together? This is somebody from Memphis. Brother and sister, I want to believe this girl from Memphis, she had prayed. Glory be to God. I also want to believe there's somebody this morning with a color, same color like this woman from Memphis. Glory be to God. It is possible, brother. If you come with the right mental attitude, you will be pushed right into the right atmosphere. You will be pushed right in the right way so that you come into contact with the prophet of God. Glory be to God. So he started talking about this girl. Just trying to pick her spirit until I like this what the girl said. She said, "If you just take me to the healer," you know the way how they pronounce the healer, "I will be able to find my dead on my own because I'll be healed."
Oh, hallelujah.
Look at the faith. Blindness pushed her in the way of the prophet. Oh, brother and sister, don't look at yourself and pity at yourself because of your situation. But your situation should push you right in the way that will lift you up. Glory be to God. They started talking again. And then the prophet says, "I felt so bad." And then he said, if I lead you to that man," and then the other Branham, and she got a hold of the prophet like this. He started trying to negotiate with her to say, "Please let go." To me, brother and sister, I would have taken the same attitude like this blind girl. She said, "I will not let you go." She got a hold of that. Glory be to God. When God pushed you in a certain way, don't let go. Are you the healer? I said, no, ma'am. I'm Brother Branham. She said, oh, Brother Branham. Wait here, take off here. That's 74. You think I will get her hands? I couldn't pull them off me. She wasn't going to let me get away. She was holding like that. That's what we need, brother and sister. You hold on. If you find a promise in the Bible, hold on to that. Don't let it go. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is the attitude of a believer. To hold on to the promise of God. You don't let go. Sometimes when we let go, it means there are some options that are still there. But when you come to a situation where you don't have a choice, you won't let go. You keep holding on. Now, this woman, 16, 17 years old, because she got a hold of the prophet and said, I will not let you go. Look at the prayer of the prophet. He started praying. He said, now, Heavenly Father, you know this need. And why would I have to come behind this place? So he was talking about, say, Lord, normally I was supposed to come at the front, but you let me go by the back. Do you believe all things are ordained of God? I say it. I don't know why I came at the back here, but this poor old blind colored girl said distance. I said, Father, some 1900 years ago, there was an old ragged cross going down the streets of Jerusalem, dragging out the bloody footprints of the bearer on his road up here, the hill to be crucified. His poor little frail body, riven side, he couldn't peg the cross no longer and he fell. And there came Simon of Cyrene, a colored man, the cross, and put it on his shoulders and helped him bear it. I said, Father, I'm sure you understand that. And here tonight, staggering darkness, is one of his children along here in total darkness. On that cross, the blood of the healing of this girl was, please have mercy on her like that. And then something happened. Brother and sister, it happened that she got her healing. She got her sight. I want to believe, brother and sister, when Simon of Cyrene was carrying that cross, you were represented there. Because you were represented, when you also have got a situation, you can come before the Lord in the same manner the prophet was praying. You can say, Lord, remember Simon of Cyrene helped you carry the cross, and I am one of Simon of Cyrene, and you tell him I have a need this morning. You say, if you heal that 16, 17 year old girl, you say, Lord, I know you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. It is possible, brother and sister. God will push you in such a way that you'll get exactly as you. Glory be to God. So soon after this, remember, the prophet is not yet even in the temple. This is happening while he's outside. This thing happened. Commotion was about to happen.
Amen.
He started to find his way so that he leaves that place. And the prophet says again, there was a man there with a club. He walked on it. He had a twisted leg like that. He said, I know you, Brother Branham. It is good to know Brother Branham. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
What then happened because he knew Brother Branham? I've been standing here 8 days. I've got five little children at work. Been crippled. I believe you're a good boy. You know, these old people, you could even be 50. But he can tell you are an old, you're a young boy. So he said, you are a good boy. If you ask God to heal me, he can do it. Now, look at that brother and sister. We are talking about 28,000 people. God pushed both the way of the prophet and also the old man so that they get that, so that he could come face to face with the prophet for him to say, I know you, Brother
Branham.
Glory, hallelujah. I said, do you believe that, brother? With all said, I said, in the name of Christ, give me that club. So this man has got a twisted leg. And the prophet saying, give me that stick that he was using. And when I stand at the judgment bar before this group of people, who know then whether it was true or not? When he handed me that club, God honored his faith. His foot comes straight like that. He leaped up in the air, began screaming to the top of his voice. What happened? God pushed his way. I want to believe this morning, ask God to say, Lord, show my way, so that it come in contact even with your way. Hallelujah, Avenue. It happened one time. There was this man that the husband of Rebecca. You know, Rebecca was talking to the man. I'm sure you understand even. Okay, I'll tell you at the end. So the sister Rebecca, the prophet says,
you know, sister Rebecca, brother, not.
So she was praying so that the husband can also get to attend the meetings of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he could not. Now this man was of small stature. And then one day, because Sister Rebecca had prayed, God put short men. And he came to this way, hallelujah and amen avenue.
Hallelujah. Na amen.
And Jesus Christ came right there. And he stood. Zacchaeus, come down. Why? Imagine. There were so many ways that the Lord Jesus have used. But the Lord Jesus Christ instantly and pushed this short man to say, you go this way. And you also come climb that sycamore tree. I want to believe this morning, you can say, Lord, push me so that I move in the right channel. There was a man, the prophet says, Robinson
Butana.
He was full of a temper. Israel in the church, part for the prophet says.
Part for the Kerik.
143.
Paragraph.
Maybe you can just read it when you go. I'll just paraphrase. So this man was full of temper. So he was in the cornfield with his meal. But Alec, it happened that Alec was stepping on the cone. And because he was full of temper, he could not take it. He stopped, went on a mule, got a hold, and then beat the ear of the mule. But I want to thank God pushed him to say, out of the anger, he said, I have to receive the Holy Ghost. He said, Lord, it is not possible. With this type of an anger, I cannot survive. He said, Lord, you fill me with the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. If it happened that a man of temper, he asked for the Holy Ghost, and God, Holy Ghost, you can also be delivered this morning. You might be full of temper. People so scared of you. Your wife scared of you. Your children scared of you because of temper. But God can deliver you from your temper. It is possible, brother and sister. Temper is of the devil. He realized it. And then God gave him the Holy Ghost. I also like it. He also mentioned, he said, Lord, push me in such a way that I've got enough faith so that I fight the enemy. I fight the devil. If I'm going to hold the devil in person and maul him with my teeth, I will try to get him off. Even left with one tooth, I will still gum him. Brother, it is possible. God gets you to such a way where you are saying, I am sick and tired of living a life that's not worth it. I want to fight the devil. I want to live a sinless life. I want the Holy Ghost. I want to be a genuine Christian. It is possible, brother and sister, if it happened to this old man, Buddy Robinson, it can happen to you this morning. You can receive the Holy Ghost. You can live a righteous life. Glory be to God. The prophet says again, you can read in the message, rock and digital. Give for this water. That's on paragraph 30. You can read it. But I want to believe, brother and sister, this is the time where we've got to pray and ask God to help us. Teach us in a way. I'm remembering of Jonah. God pushed him in a way to teach to people of Nineveh. If you read that in Jonah, the people were so evil. Jonah was also even afraid to go preach to them. But I like the way God does things. He pushes you in such a way that you have no choice. He was pushed right there. His way also came in contact with the fish. I want to believe it was the time the fish said, let me just open my mouth. And that's the time God pushed it. In the fish Jonah was. Talk about something when you are pushed of God. He started to pray. Brother and sister, we need a time where we need to pray and things should change. When he saw that things are not here, because he looked this way, he saw it was the time. Each side he looks, He could see no way out. He said the only way out
is.
Now, talk about a prayer, brother. When he started praying, now the fish developed a tummy problem. Now, it ran from its given privilege or household. Naturally, a fish has got strength in the water. And it can fight better when it's in the water. But when pushed to Jonah, and Jonah started to pray, the fish could not understand. But it was running away from its
holder
to go out on the land where it has no power. What was causing this? The power of prayer. Brother and sister, God is looking for a sister. God is looking for a brother who, when he prays, something has to happen. When he prays, the situation has to change. If it happened for Jonah, it can happen for you, brother and sister. God can push you in such a way where all things are possible. David was pushed. He went to his soldiers. His brothers, they were cowering down, and his ears were pushed to hear Goliath speak. Give me a man. David said, it is not possible. A Philistine cannot brag. Brother and sister, we are praying. We are saying, Lord, push us such a way where we take possession of situations. This is what David did. He took a hold of the situation. We want brothers and sisters, when they go, when they reach at places where things are out of kettle, as soon as you arrive there, you take possession. You fight in situations. It is possible, brother. Glory be to God. Remember, you are possessing the all-powerful one. Glory be to God.
Amen.
I am also praying to say, Lord, lead me so that I go and see the untapped resources the prophet talked about. It is possible, brother and sister. Untapped resources. They are looking, they are waiting there, waiting for a certain sister, waiting for a certain brother. Untapped resources, the prophet says, we are living 1,000,000 miles under our privileges. Ah, brother.
Hallelujah.
Not in heaven, but these things is here on earth. You won't be able to do that in heaven. Ah, brother, you won't. If you fail to do it now, don't ever think you do it in heaven. I like Rahab. The harlot. You know, sometimes we should take advantage of our situations. Rahab, the harlot, she was condemned by anybody. Even the little kids, they knew. This one is an harlot. She had known nothing good about her life. But she took advantage of her situation. She said, I entertain strangers. Oh, there were some two strangers that came. She said, I'm going to use my trade. Glory be to God, brother and sister. She used her trade. And she welcomed them in. Glory be to God. And the story, you know, she saved her household. Brother and sister, it is possible. Don't look at what you have done, where you came from. Even to say, I am nobody, that doesn't matter. Say my situation, say, Lord, push such that from my situation A testimony is coming. Oh, brother, it is possible. God is not looking at your ability anyway, but He is looking at your inability. He will take your inability, He will change now, and a testimony comes out. Glory be to God. You need to be influenced, right, brother and sister? So that when you even reach at a place, you can also influence that place. Remember, one time it happened, Saul went where the prophets were. He was influenced until he was also saying, brother, it should happen. A brother arriving at a place where there are unbelievers. A sister at a place where there are unbelievers. But you should be able to change the situation. Because you are one who is enveloping Zoe.
Amen.
God gave a push to Job. You know, sometimes we don't even know that situations that come our way is actually God who is pushing us into those
things.
Now, God had a conversation with the enemy. And God was bragging about Job. Now, Job did not know to say, God is pushing me into a better or latter end. Until God permitted the devil to say, God, do whatever you want with my servant. But don't take just his life. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, that's fine. So yes, he then discussed with the devil, and then the devil was given the opportunity. And then when he came, he started to take all the animals, take all the children. But I like the attitude of Job. You know, because he realized, in a normal situation, something like this does not happen. No, there are also some things whereby we need also to have a spiritual eye, brother and sister. It cannot happen to say your 7,000, 3,000, 500 pair of oxen, they just disappear. Your children, same day. Job was better. He realized this is the doing of the Lord. He said, the Lord giveth, He taketh. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
But
brother and sister, we are told by the Bible, the latter end of
Job
was better off than his beginning. Where he had 7,000, God doubled that to 14,000. Oh, glory, glory be to God. If God pushes you, brother, and you hold on, oh, it is unlimited what God will do to you. Brother and sister, let us ask God to say, God, help us. Push us. It might sound so and not so right, painful, but Lord, I want your way. I'm thinking of even Joseph. Hallelujah.
Amen.
11 brothers planned. They sold him. Look at that brother. People who should love you. So don't fight fault if people hate you, brother and sister. Don't find fault in them people. It is God who is pushing your way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A greater end is coming.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What happened? Joseph was sold. It was painful. To say, brothers, how can you do this? How can you sell me? Oh, but it was all in God's doing. It was the push of the Lord. And even the wife of Potiphar, she laid her hands on him. She didn't realize. Joseph didn't realize that this time of a look is the push of the Lord. He found himself in prison. But praise be the name of the Lord. As long as it is the push of the Lord, you know the end thereof, God will deliver you from prison to the throne. Why? It was the push of the Lord. We are saying this morning, Lord, help us. Push us in the way that you deem necessary, the way that you want. We are ready. It might be so painful, but we know, Lord, your way is always right. You have an eagle eye. You know the end from the beginning. Goes the end from the beginning. So he knows the end is right. Praise be the name of the Lord. It doesn't matter, brother, whether I'm going to go in a crooked way like this, as long as I will reach my final destination. Even if it means I'm going to sleep on an empty tummy, as long as I know this is the will of the Lord. And one thing for sure, brother, Papa Igu is watching over us. He is watching over us, brother. And the Papa Igu doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. So, brother, put everything to Papa Igu. Oh, when Papa Igu is watching over you, anything that comes your way, it will face the wrath of Papa Eagle. So be carefree, brother. Be carefree, sister. As long as Papa Eagle is leading you, what is important, brother? Follow the instructions of Papa Eagle. To say, Papa Eagle, push me. Push my way. The way that you want. Oh, brother and sister, and you know, if the way is ordered of the Lord, there is nothing that can hinder that way. What happened? The Lord pushed the children of Israel to go out of Egypt, to go to the promised way. It was his push. Now, the way came round about the sea. It came round about a sea. Who had pushed them to use that way? The person who had pushed them to use that way was supposed to ensure that a root is produced. If God told you, brother, to say, do this, lay her hands on the sick, ask anything in my name, if he is the one who has said it, brother, just do it exactly the same way. If he says, pass through the wall, if he pushes you, brother, to walk through a wall, don't even imagine how you are going to pass through a wall. Your duty is just to walk towards the wall. As long as Papa Eagle is watching over you, he will ensure a road or a route is produced. How do you take this, brother? 28,000 people and the prophet's way and that of that African girl, their ways has to come together. This is the doing of Papa Eagle. Don't tell me my situation is too great. I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to hear about that. I know Papa Eagle is too great.
He
knows everything. And change the course. Even when we're saying, quit pushing. Papa Eagle wanted the prophet to quit pushing so that the colored girl is pushed in a way so that he doesn't miss the way of the prophet. Also, whatever Papa Eagle says, that I will do, that I will do, brother. And the devil is defeated in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, during the night. Moment away, the devil is defeated. He is defeated, brother, because I'm following the instructions of Papa Eagle. I am following the instructions of the eagle that's watching over me. Oh, with his wings, when I'm about to fall, he comes down over me and I hang on his wings. When you are tired, when you don't have food, just hold on to the wings. His wings will carry you. Let's stand on our feet.
Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow.
It is possible, brother. Let's pray.